From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. An unprecedented heat wave has toppled weather records across Alaska. The Juneau Empire reports the National Weather Service thermometer Friday at Juneau International Airport hit 54 degrees, tying the highest temperature recorded in December. Records kept by the Weather Service since 1936 say three of the 10 warmest December days in Juneau's history have come in the past week. It was warmer Friday in Juneau than it was in Houston, Jacksonville, Florida, or Monterey, Mexico. The Alaska House Majority Coalition is calling for Democratic Representative Dean Westlake of Kiana to resign amid sexual harassment allegations. The allegations surfaced after a Wednesday report showed a former legislative staffer claimed Westlake had harassed her on two different occasions. Since then, according to the Anchorage Daily News, a total of seven women have come forward with sexual harassment allegations against Westlake. The allegations coincide with the legislature's plans to revise their existing sexual harassment policies. Although there are new housing options this season, some locals are going out of their way to make sure the homeless can get a hot meal easily, too. I visited Juneau's downtown transit center on Sunday to learn more.
All right, who's hungry?
Well, I am.
On an unseasonably warm December afternoon, Anna Tim Payne and several volunteers are dishing out potato soup at Juneau's downtown transit center. Tim Payne had the idea for the makeshift soup kitchen last month.
So I decided, you know, why don't I step up and do it myself? And I'm going to just see who wants to join me and come with me and see what we can do.
The transit center is a popular place for the homeless to keep warm when it's open. One by one, they trickled in. Some quietly ate and left, while others settled down for a nap afterward.
What did you think of the meal overall?
It was great. A little bit of milk, a little bit of soup, two rolls.
Yeah. You think you'll come back next Sunday?
I hope I can.
That's William Denny. In addition to lunch, he also received one of the dental kits Tim Payne put together with a toothbrush and toothpaste. Another volunteer handed out hand and toe warmers, hats, and mittens. Robin Brenner decided to volunteer when she saw Tim Payne post the idea in the Juneau Community Collective Facebook group.
It's hard because it's the holidays, and so many people are lonely already, and then put Christmas and holidays on top of it, and it's hard for people.
Tim Payne said she will continue to organize Sunday soup kitchens through Facebook. She plans to be at the transit center each week around 1:30 p.m. And looking at weather for the rest of the day, heavy rain at times with a high near 48, wind gusts could be as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, more rain with a low around 40. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.